Now to the readers' letters, which this week are all moaning about the roads. The NDR Western Link is causing lots of controversy, as Karen explains.
James Watts from Salhouse says, "The issues around the NDR Western Link are complex and local views matter, but surely the real overarching issue is whether, at a time when global ecosystems are breaking down, which will affect Norfolk and the Broads hugely, we need to start giving the environment equal or preeminent status rather than automatically prioritising the economy in all future planning decisions. Also, to follow the Welsh Government's lead and requiring all policies to show their long-term impact over the next 50 years has been at least considered. Otherwise, given the speed of climate change, I fear we'll end up like those French aristocrats of the 1780s who couldn't conceive of their feudal world coming to an end."
But GP Brown of Norwich wonders whether the real anger should be directed at the Drayton Road bus lane. The letter reads, "I wonder if those opposing the Western Link reacted with fury at the announcement of the Drayton Road bus lane by Transport for Norwich. If one thing is guaranteed to increase the traffic rat running across the northwestern Norwich suburbs, and hence the need for the Western Link, the intentional throttling of the Drayton Road must be it. Great Yarmouth wants to see its economy grow by improving road links. North East Norfolk economic growth would also be aided by the Western Link. But Norwich City Council seemingly believes that the economic growth that ultimately funds social spending will miraculously happen by putting their fingers in their ears. An economy which does not grow dies."
Ultimately, though, all the road changes in the city centre have not annoyed Michael Dale of Norwich as much as Councillor Kay Mason Billing's comments about those changes. Matt reads his letter.
Councillor Kay Mason Billing says, "Norwich is not a city for the people who live in Norwich, but it belongs to everyone who lives in Norfolk. What utter rubbish. Does London belong to the whole of the UK, or Sheffield belong to all residents of Yorkshire, etc.? What Councillor Mason Billing, representing Loddon, actually means, and which is also the view of her party colleagues on Norfolk City County Council, is that we who live in Norwich are not really citizens, but mere serfs, with no rights to a say in what happens on our own streets. Norwich was independent from Norfolk for 815 years between 1159 and 1974, before the then Tory government decided that Norwich ratepayers would subsidise the costs of services in rural areas. Perhaps it's time for a new city council representing all of the urban areas of Norwich, or at the very least a transport committee restricted to councillors representing the Greater Norwich area. But Norwich most defiantly belongs to the people who live here, and our health and well-being should be before the convenience of car drivers from outside the city."